This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, you remember the drought that drove corn prices to record highs last summer? Okay, good. Now, what do you suppose turkeys mostly eat? Right. So, the American Farm Bureau Federation says the average cost of a 16-pound turkey has risen about 60 cents in the past year. Might not seem like a big bump for your family's holiday feast, but what about a family business that serves Thanksgiving dinner year-round? Shannon Mullen has that story.
Say you get a craving for a turkey dinner with all the trimmings in July. Hart's Turkey Farm in Meredith, New Hampshire has you covered.
364 days a year. We do take Christmas off.
Sim Willie is general manager of the restaurant. It's been in his family for three generations.
This is our service kitchen.
So back here, we're getting orders together for Thanksgiving. So we're stuffing our turkeys, tying them, and all that good stuff.
Hart started in 1954 as a working turkey farm with a 12-seat restaurant. Now its dining rooms hold 500 people and serve thousands of turkeys a year. Sim Willie buys them from a co-op of farmers in Utah, and he says he's paying 20% more for turkeys since last summer's drought decimated Midwestern corn crops.
It's hard. We haven't raised our prices here about 2 years. This year, I did have to raise my prices.
Directly because of the turkey cost increase?
Yeah.
These birds eat a lot of corn, 60% of their feed, according to the National Turkey Federation. Spokeswoman Peggy Albertson says on top of that, the EPA won't lower its renewable fuel quota for corn-based ethanol.
So there is less corn out there because of the drought, and what corn there is being mandated to be blended into the gasoline.
Albertson says that's left the country's corn stocks at an all-time low, and it's hard to predict how long they'll take to rebuild. At Hart's Turkey Farm, Sim Willie says the business is trying to absorb some of the extra cost, but he's had to cut back on some employees' hours. As for the restaurant's higher prices, Willie says either his customers don't mind or they haven't noticed.
Knock on wood, not a word.
In New Hampshire, I'm Shannon Mullen for Marketplace.